everyone. I am so happy to have my husband back for a semi-regular equipment series. This time on Do Your Strings Matter? He has been stringing his own racket for the past 3 years with his own stringing machine. So I wanted to ask him, Mike, why do we care about strings?
That's a great question. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me back. Yeah. Well, it, just like your tennis racket's a very important piece of equipment, your strings are super important too. I guess they're the only part of the racket that actually contacts the ball when you're striking the tennis ball. So it's kind of like the tires on your car. The only part of your car that touches the ground is your tires and gives you the control. And your tennis strings are the similar function. They contact the ball. They put the spin on it. They send the feedback into your arm and in your hands and into your body to feel what it was like to hit that ball and give your body a sense of what's happening. So your strings are really important and affect a lot about how the ball moves and how you feel it in your body.
And what are the different types of strings?
There's probably four main types of strings. The traditional string, the original tennis string, was actually made of part of the intestines from a cow, and those are called natural gut string. And you can still get natural gut strings, and they're kind of the traditional, historical, original string, and they're really expensive compared to the other string, and they have some drawbacks, but they also are kind of the Cadillac of strings. A lot of people swear by them, and they think they're the best string. They have the best sort of amount of power. They give a lot of rebound to the ball, and they hold on to their tension really well over time, so you can play longer without them losing their good qualities and their playability. But again, they do have some downsides. They do tend to be a little more finicky in the weather. If they get wet, they can basically be ruined. If you're out there and it starts raining or it's a wet day and the strings get soggy, they can actually they can ruin the string. They don't last as long as some of the man-made artificial materials that they're using for strings. A lot of people use for strings these days. And so, you know, they're expensive. They tend to break and they're a little finicky, but in exchange, you get a certain amount of feel and power and softness all combined that you really cannot replicate in any kind of man-made material. So that's the original, and still a lot of people consider that the best string. On the other end of the spectrum, years ago, I think Prince maybe was the first company to develop a synthetic gut, which was basically a nylon string that they took a single filaments of nylon and extruded it out into a string and called it synthetic gut. And that's been around for decades now. And this is now sort of a very cheap, easily produced material. And you can buy a very cheap, inexpensive sets of string. Now the downside to that is they don't have the great feel. They don't have the great durability. They don't really have any of the great characteristics that gut has or some of the more advanced man-made materials, but they are relatively cheap, and there are better versions of synthetic gut that you can get. They're made out of nylon. They're normally a monofilament, a very small thread of nylon. But for the most part, I think more advanced players tend to avoid that string, and they go to one of the other two types. But if you're just starting out and you need a cheap way to get into the sport and a cheap string to put in your racket, that's the cheapest, easiest way to go. And there's plenty of strings out there, and they do range in price somewhat, but they're a good string for certain purposes. But as you get more advanced and you want better playability and characteristics, you might want to go with the other. Another type of string. The third type is a multifilament string, and that's essentially a synthetic gut, but instead of a single filament, it's a whole lot of little tiny filaments wound up into one, and they're bound together with some kind of resin, and they can add in other additives in that mix. So you've got lots of little tiny filaments all wound up together with playability and feel that mimics a natural gut. So the multifilament is more like a natural gut. It's got better feel and softness. It gives you great power, great rebound, and they're very soft and easy on the arm. So a lot of people like multifilament. It has a lot of the benefits of natural gut. It's not as expensive as natural gut. So it's a very popular string for a lot of players. The downside to multifilament is probably just its durability. It does not last as long as some of the other strings. It probably doesn't even last as long as natural gut, from what I understand. Some of them might be formulated to last longer, but for the most part, multifilament strings will start to fray. The little tiny filaments that make up the string will start shredding against each other, and you'll kind of see this little fraying little furs coming out in the string, and then it will just pop without much warning after you start seeing that fraying. It's got some downsides, but it's much more affordable than natural gut, and it's got a lot of the positive playability characteristics of gut. So multifilament's a very popular string. And the last type is probably the newest type of string. It's a polyester, which again, it's a man-made material. And polyester is a very durable, stiff material. And it was designed originally, I believe, to help with the problem of certain players who broke a lot of strings. It gets pretty expensive to restring if you're playing with gut or some of the nicer multifilaments. Polyester will last a lot longer for those players. It also has the benefit of being able to provide more spin on the ball. The way the polyester strings, they're a little bit slipperier. They slide across each other, and they provide a certain amount of top spin if you're trying to go for a sort of a very heavy top spin, kind of like in the modern game, top spin is very big, right? So polyester strings definitely add to that top spin. Price-wise, they're probably equivalent to multifilaments. You know, you can get sort of high-end polyester and multifilaments that are about the same price. And on the downside, though, polyester is stiff, and it causes, some comfort problems. Polyester over time will lose its tension. It will become looser in your racket. It won't break, but it will sort of lose its tension. And the effect of that is that a ball that you hit in a freshly strung racket that was staying in, all of a sudden that ball will start flying out longer and maybe hitting the fence sometimes as it gets looser. So it'll be more like a trampoline effect in your racket. So oftentimes before a polyester string breaks, it's beyond its optimum playability because it will have lost tension. So they all have their pluses, they all have their downsides. It's part of the game, just like choosing a racket. It's choosing your string is a very personal choice, and people put a lot of time and effort into choosing their strings. So what's been your experience with strings?
So I've never ever cared about strings at all, but I was having wrist issues, and I had polyester and I switched to multifilament, and then my wrist didn't hurt anymore. And one of my very good friends had tennis elbow, and she switched her strings to multifilament and her tennis elbow didn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, I remember that. We put polyester in your racket trying to boost up your spin.
Yeah.
And then you had these other sort of problems with it.
Yeah,
that's right. So that's interesting. So now you're using multifilament.
Mm-hmm. And what are you using now?
I use a polyester. Okay. I use a full bed of polyester. You know, another really popular thing people do, they might want the benefit of a polyester without the drawbacks or the benefit of a multifilament, but they're breaking too many strings. So you can actually combine those things. You can install polyester into the main strings that go up and down the racket, and you can put a multifilament in the cross strings that go across. So you get some of that durability with the polyester, and then you get some of the benefits of the softer multifilament in the crosses. Or you can flip that pattern and put the multifilament or natural gut in the mains if you like that softer feel. Then you put the polyester in the crosses and you get some of the benefit of increased spin and increased durability that way. So that's the other very popular method of stringing. It's called hybrid stringing, combining two different types of string into a single racket.
Thanks very much to Mike for discussing strings today. I never really thought about strings until I had a wrist issue, and changing my strings made a huge difference. If you have any other suggestions about strings, please email secondservetennis@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for listening, and hope to see you on the court soon.